How is the Rams fallout and just, you know, your votes for building publicly funding stadiums going to affect this race?
You know, Jason, you don't know me very well, you either, Rachel, but you know, my family and other people tell you I don't watch football, right?
You know, I know you reasoned the law. I did not know that, but
yeah,
continue.
I don't watch football. You know, so in my spare time, that's not what I'm doing. I'm not watching sports on TV. I can't tell you about any of that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. The Rams Stadium for me was more than just the issue of football in the city of St. Louis. At the time we were looking at the Rams Stadium deal, we had just buried over 170-some people in the city of St. Louis that were murdered in our city. We had, you know, unemployment north of Del Mar approaching 20%+, and then you come south of Del Mar and it drops to, you know, 6.5%. And then if you look at those affected neighborhoods across our city, those most affected neighborhoods across our city, they had all those same things at play. They had, the very high unemployment. They had, you know, lack of development and investment in their neighborhoods and communities. These things, we have to begin to shape our policies and our development. When we look at these developments, we have to begin to break new ground to create opportunities for people all across the city of St. Louis and to put our tax dollars to work in a much different manner. So for me, when I looked at the Rams Stadium deal, I said, this is an opportunity to establish some new goals moving forward so that when we look at other deals and other bills in the future, including NGA, now we have an overlay to put on NGA that can be transformative for the people of the city of St. Louis. This is part of how we begin to get in front of the public safety issue, opposed to just doing what we've always done and expecting something different. So the way we get in front of it is by redoing and reshaping and putting different incentive packages and stuff and additional requirements on the use of tax money. And if you look at what we did with that Rams Stadium deal, if you look at minority and women-owned business participation in publicly funded projects in the city of St. Louis, it was embarrassingly below where we should be as a city. Right. Mm-hmm. If you look at our workforce development programs and how we were putting people to work and getting people across the city new job skills, mm-hmm. we were way behind where we needed to be. Mm-hmm. So part of what we put in place on that Rams Stadium deal, whether the deal went or not, mm-hmm. it was important to establish that new standard moving forward on a high-profile project like that so that we can move it to the next one. And that's how we were able to move those incentive packages and those new requirements over to NGA. Some of these things cannot be answered in a soundbite.
Understood.
But they're real life issues and real life things that begin to change the lives of people across the city of St. Louis. And whether a person or whether your neighborhood is underdeveloped or not, whether the unemployment is 6% or 25% in your neighborhood or not, if you live in that area, you will be impacted by it one way, shape, or form. So that's why it's important that we open up opportunities for everyone across the city of St. Louis and make sure that everyone has a seat at the table.
So going back to the whole, you know, how this is affecting the dynamics of the board with four of you running for mayor, can you talk about that a little bit? Have you sensed it kind of change? Does it make, you know, your job as sort of the presiding officer and the chief cat herder any more different, any more difficult? How is that sort of like playing out on the floor? Because I mean, I can tell you my joke is I wonder how much this mayor's race is going to lengthen Board of Aldermen meetings.
Yeah. I'm sure at some level it does. But, you know, I was a wrestler from the time I was in fifth grade all the way up through college. And then, having to run against the mayor and then having to go to monthly E&A meetings and work with them on commission meetings and stuff, that really doesn't bother me a lot because because I think that it's important that the taxpayers have choices, right? And I have not seen it impact legislation as much thus far, and hopefully it will not. And I will certainly encourage the other people that are running for office to remain focused on the issue, because when you begin to focus on just the person right behind the issue, I think that therein lies the problem. You look at, for example, the thing we just spoke about, mm-hmm. stadium deal. The biggest flack I took on the stadium deal was people said, how could you support the Rams stadium when that was a thing that the mayor wanted, right? You have to look beyond that. Right now, Congress, the House and the Senate, they remain in deadlock because they're focused on who's carrying it opposed to whether the thing that's being carried is good for them.